bypass, that's probably what we would be looking at doing, would be abandoning the overlay, because that's what we've done in all the other communities. We have usually been building the bypass, and then they've been taking over the old roadway, like in Branson West and Reed Spring. Well, not Reed Spring, because we built old roads there, but or kept the old roads there. My most current ones have all been where we've been building a better four-lane, five-lane, something like that, and then the old roadway goes back to the city. So just keep that in mind, that I don't know that we would, you know, BB is a good candidate. I think that makes sense, depending on how you're putting everything together. But I don't know that we would necessarily pick out a little tiny letter out and call it the equivalent of 76.
Not if you four-lane the corridor road and do some things like that. I would get that. But if it's just a two-lane road that's equivalent, and we have it on a 100-foot right-of-way and put it over one side so it can ultimately be the east lanes or the west lanes, however we look at it, a comparable piece of roadway, I get that. And I think if we get that close to which piece of roadway is in the road relinquishment program, I'm going to call that done.
Make something up. Yes.
So at any rate, but that's the thing, and I'm, because I do believe priorities do have a value. And if we keep going in with the 65 project, I think there's a value to that. But in the interim time, we want to make sure that people understand that we're using up one of our priorities to do that.
And I will make the point too, in that I take 3 to the TAC. The TAC takes 10 to 30. So I don't want to say your number 2 and 3 don't matter, but if you are really pushing that number 1, your number 2 and 3 don't matter. I mean, because we have 10 counties. If the group is being fair and equitable and gets each county 1, which doesn't always happen, and sometimes there's some counties that get 2. You look at it that way, your Taney County Expressway will be your Taney County project that goes to the district meeting. So if you look at it from that perspective, and that's what happened last year, that was the Taney County project that went to the district. It was 11 in the district list, so it scored really well at the district level. So the reality is, I need 3 to take to the TAC, but if you just want to push your number 1, we'll push your number 1, basically. And I think last year, I don't even know if we presented the 3rd ones, because people were like, honestly, the number 1s and 2s are the really important ones. And so I do 3 because I feel like we need, because sometimes your top 3 are probably more impactful than the top 10 in some of our smaller counties, because they have 500 cars a day.
I think though that it's helpful if we would make 65 number 2, and even though it didn't get pushed very much, MoDOT is aware that it's there.
Yes, exactly.
And they know in the TAC that it's within the top 30 projects of our 10 county region. And that
is,
if
meaningful,
it wasn't on there,
that's
at all,
meaningful,
that would be
exactly
a mistake.
Yes. Yeah, so it's impactful, and it's important for MoDOT to be on your priority and to make it to our TAC level. But I also don't want you to think, like, you need to really push 65, and I'm just trying to more or less temper expectations.
Does anyone see a need to change the top 3 from what we had last year? What that is. I mean, is there, which would be the Taney County Expressway 65 upgrade and widening 162 Forsyth? Is there anything that would you would see would top that? Should we just send them right back in the same order?
I'm actually fine with those 3. I think they're all pretty much warranted.
Yeah.
See, our motion on the floor is just for the top 1.
Just for the top 1.
We want to amend it to accepting a top 3.
I'll just withdraw that motion.
Okay.
Somebody has to withdraw a second. I'll withdraw in a second. And I'll issue a new motion that the priorities remain the same for the next year.
With amending number 1 to be phase 1.
Phase 1.
Yes. Been a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Motion passed.
Okay, so then I just want to make everybody take one quick look at your bike pedestrian. Right now, the top two is on 65 and Hollister, or Business 65 and Hollister, from Birch Street to College of the Ozarks, and doing sidewalk lighting and intersection there in front of the school. And this would be a potential for a cost share. That still sounds good?
Yes, is that?
That's actually moving forward because of the potential cost share. We were scoping that project.
There you go.
But there's, you know, there's no funding set aside yet for anything beyond scope.
So do we need to leave this like this to keep pressure on it, or do we need to say that this one's on the tracks and we need to get
it? I would leave it. If you want to, I would leave it on there now. You might bring in an alternate because we might have something worked out before the October meeting.
Okay, and I don't know that we've addressed some big alternate need yet to really think through that very well at this level.
The number two is actually in Kirbyville on 76, and an elementary school and the post office, adding sidewalks and a pedestrian signal. So
okay.
We'll take those two to the TAC,
okay.
And the TAC sends five to the district.
So then Carlos, that will be another one that could easily move up to number one if this one becomes approved, and then we need to be number one.
Okay, great. And then so if I'm looking at, there's a freight and rail and transit and aviation list. Like I said, we don't usually prioritize these. I don't know that we'll actually prioritize them. I really just want to have like a good list in case there's some kind of federal package that comes down and there's a specific pot of money for multimodal or freight and rail or aviation, something of that sort. When we did our planning exercise earlier in the year, to pretend like we had extra money, our region, we didn't really have a good idea of what other needs might be outside of road and bridge and bike and pedestrian. So when we look at this, it looks like there's a need for a rail connection on 86 from 86 to the airport. Then there's some obvious like trolley system and stops on 76 in Branson. I know there's already the downtown trolley, but I would imagine this is wanting to expand the trolley service. And then aviation is just as a new road from on 86 to the airport. So I don't know, or if you can look at the list, if any of those are like big issues, or if you have something that's on the list that you're like, okay, this is our big issue in terms of, let me know what it is.
Some of that may change a little bit, okay. Depending on the Taney County Expressway. The Taney County Expressway cuts across the rail line, and it opens up the possibility. The railroad has already pre-approved a transload site, but we can't come through downtown Hollister to unload tractor trailers. So the only way into that site now is through downtown Hollister. If we can go out of that site to the south, that would open up a lot more. Now, we would really like to have the transport facility down near the airport so we can have rail, air, highway integration, but the railroad won't put the site down there. So we're kind of with that discussion. I think the one that you have, and the other thing is the idea about classifying the extension of Highway 86 as an aviation project to get access to the airport is really, I think, a wise move. To otherwise we're going to have the extension of 86 competing with our other projects, and because Mr. Morris is interested in that as well as others, I think it could easily, but it could wind up as a priority change issues if we're not careful. But if we could keep that on the access to the airport is the extension of 86, then that I think is wise.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Okay, let me know your thoughts. If I were to take two items for you guys, I would say 86 to the airport, and then a new transload facility in connection to the rail with a new Taney County Expressway.
Yes.
Those would be the two.
Yes.
Okay. That works for me. Fantastic.
that's still fall under keeping it the same? I mean, is there actually a change to that? Is that actually what it was, right?
Well, those are both on there, but I'm essentially taking the freight and rail list, the transit list, and the aviation list, and merging them all together into like a multimodal list to take to the tax. So we're not, one was on the aviation list and one was on freight and rail list, and I'll just pull them from those lists and call it your multimodal list, if that works for you guys. We'll get creative.
How do we do that, right? Do we vote on that?
I guess we're actually, yes, that we should have a vote on it, and it's on public record if this is what we decided to do. So, I mean, somebody else can make a motion beside me here today.
You're awfully good at it.
Well, yeah, I know. But
I would move that in our intermodal list, we have the transload facility and the Highway 86 extension is our two projects for the intermodal list.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, sir.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? None. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would pass.
It's some of this kind of stuff where we're at. That's where Megan is a staff. We're going to just have to rely on her to get some of this stuff. But yeah, she works on it every day. Those of us that see it, particularly some of us work on it every day, but you guys that don't see it every day, there's no way you're going to get through all this without her fitting that in. Plus, she knows the imperatives of how this has got to go and make it viable. So there's a little bit of that that we just can trust to the staffers and they do.
And you make sure that Rick and Buddy really explain it at the tax meeting.
It'd be hard for me to do that now, of course, when I said that.
Okay. I guess we're at any new business.
I'm not sure whether this is going to be new business, but we do need an alternate representative to the TAC. And the county has done some searching, and we're still, I was the alternate, and when David Miller left, I advanced up to that seat. So now someone needs to backfill this because it's unrealistic to tell you I can make every meeting every time. So whether we come up with that name today, or not. Randy, you've got a little bit more time on your hands here.
And it's not a huge, I would say, although you guys can correct me, time commitment. It's every other month.
Well, that's
in the fall, it's every month.
That's if you were the actual representative.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're the alternate, if you attend one a year,
yeah.
As an alternate, I don't think I attended it.
Yeah.
As an alternate. So, but it is important to have somebody that kind of is interested in transportation to do that. So don't feel any heat on this, Randy, but you know, I'm just saying.
We're getting right up the line.
Where are these tech meetings?
They're in Springfield, and they're right off of Interstate 44, about a block and a half off of 44 on Kansas Expressway. They're very easy to get to for us.
For 9 a.m., so not super early. And we always have coffee. And sometimes pastries, depending on
and
the mood.
You would know several of the people there that are on County Road Bridge and things like that. And there are people you would recognize too. But again, like I say, as an alderman, I don't think it's a huge commitment, but I think that it's important to have someone in that seat to fill it for.
Yeah, go, but
it's okay. It's okay.
That was an awful quiet, okay.
Okay, so commissioner, if he's willing to do that, then that would take some action by the commission to appoint.
On condition of agreeing to another committee, then.
First committee doesn't have a chance here.